This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Norris joins us live in studio. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville running for re-election, but he joins us today as the executive director of Pochum, one of our area's homeless shelters, which we wanted to have you in to sort of provide a end of season update and recap and talk about homelessness in Charlottesville. And of course, the big news you announced recently that you're moving on from Pochum. And we want to update listeners as to everything that's going on. But when is the season officially
end? Tomorrow night is actually the last night of our shelter season. It was supposed to be the 13th of March, but we had this amazing woman, this volunteer for Pochum, who took it upon herself to go out and raise money from friends and coworkers and colleagues and family members to keep us open a couple extra weeks, which is great. You love to see that kind of support.
Yeah.
So we were able to stay open two extra weeks. Tomorrow night is our last night for our shelter. We have the men's shelter and a women's shelter. It's always a tough time of year when the shelter season comes to an end, because even though most of the people who come through our doors each winter end up getting back on their feet and getting back into housing, there are going to be, some people for whom tomorrow night is their last night of shelter for quite some time. They'll be going back out into the woods, out on the streets, living in tents. We have tents and sleeping bags we do provide, but for some people, that's the end of the line. So,
how many people are we talking about?
Well, right now our men's shelter is down to about 15-20 people a night, and our women's shelter has about 5 or 6 women a night. This for the season as a whole, we averaged, actually, just crunched the numbers. We averaged almost 37 men per night this season.
Per night, and
10 women per night this season. So about 47 people total per night at our two different shelters.
And Dave, I got to ask you this, because you're literally one of the people on the front line
right.
in this, in this, what some have called an epidemic of homelessness in America. But you're there on the front line right here in our community trying to make a difference. The stereotype is that the homeless is a crazy person, a bum, an alcoholic, a drug addict, and they wouldn't live indoors if they had a great house.
Yeah, the myth about homelessness is just that, that it's the alcoholic bum on the street corner, panhandling for money and drinking. Who wants to be on the street corner. And I would say that that characterization describes maybe at best 2% of the homeless population. I mean, they're the most visible. And that's who we think of when we think of homelessness. But the reality is that people end up homeless and staying in shelters like Pochum for any number of reasons. And we have people that are mentally ill. We have people that are addicted. We have people that have physical disabilities. We have other people that are of able body and able mind who are working, in some cases working full-time jobs, and they just can't afford the cost of housing here. And they typically don't end up staying with us for months on end, but they might need, they might have lost their housing and might need us just for a few weeks before they can get in somewhere else. So it's all over the map. The amazing thing is, I was down at the Mud House not too long ago in the downtown mall, and within the span of an hour, I was meeting with somebody. Within the span of an hour, three different people had come in to get coffee and left who I knew for a fact in the past year had been homeless, but you would never have known just by their outward appearance. Homelessness really defies all stereotypes, and many of us are one paycheck away, one crisis away, one hospitalization away, one crisis away from being homeless. And the cool thing about Pochum, there's so many great things about Pochum. I'm biased, but I mean, one of the great things about Pochum is that we've been able to open the eyes of literally thousands of people in all the different congregations in Charlottesville that have hosted our shelter, that have housed the homeless in their congregational homes. People that in their lives have never had the opportunity to sit down across the table, play a game of cards, or eat a meal with somebody who's homeless. And I have people come up to me all the time and say, thank you for giving me the opportunity to see what homelessness is really about. Because they all have the same mental images that you talked about earlier.
The stereotypes.
Sure. And when they get a chance to sit down and interact and relate to somebody that is homeless, all those walls come down, the fears, the myths come down. And you realize, there but for the grace of God go I, that, they're not really not that much different than you or I.
And you see, this is just another one of God's creatures that's in need.
Exactly. And wouldn't we want to have the same opportunity if we ended up out on the street to at least have, if nothing else, at least have a safe, decent, warm place to sleep at night during the cold winter months and a hot meal in our bellies? All of us have family members, friends, colleagues, coworkers, whatever, who have either been on the verge of homelessness or have been homeless. I have. Many of us have. It's great to be able to say in a community like Charlottesville that at least from November to March, nobody has to sleep out on the streets at night thanks to PotCHM. So.
We're talking with Dave Norris, the executive director of PotCHM. He's also the mayor of Charlottesville, and we're honored to have him here in the studio. So wrap up the end of the year again.
Yeah. So we've been open since November. Tomorrow night's our last night. We have, as of last week, sheltered. We have provided a total of 6,231 nights of shelter to a couple hundred, over 200 different individuals. As I say, we've averaged about 37 men per night and 10 women per night. It's been a busy season. It's our second busiest season ever. 2 years ago, for whatever reason, we had slightly higher numbers, but we have 60 different congregations throughout the community, throughout Charlottesville and Albemarle County, who either actually put us up in their fellowship halls, let us take over their fellowship halls and run a shelter for 1 or 2 weeks at a time out of their churches, or provide meals, provide volunteers, provide financial support. And it's congregations of every imaginable faith, tradition, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, you name it, Unitarians, Quakers, and joining together to make this ministry happen. And it's really amazing to watch, and the outpouring of compassion and love from the people that are involved with PotCHM really, you know, it just confirms your basic faith in humanity and the goodness of humanity, that people are willing to give so much to those who have so little.
Yeah. Now, your recent announcement you shared publicly that you are moving on from PotCHM, right?
Yeah, my job with PotCHM really was, I felt what I could do for PotCHM was to help get it off the ground. I didn't come up with the idea of PotCHM. There was a group of people that had been meeting, mostly some of the downtown congregations.
Where's that name come from, by
PotCHM
the way?
PotCHM is it's a Latin word for peace, but it's also an acronym, People and Congregations Engaged in Ministry. It's one of these acronyms by committee kind
I
of
gotcha.
Things. And it's... and we started in 2004, and this group had come up with this idea of a low barrier shelter for people who had no other resources, shelter of last resort, frankly, for people who had no other place to sleep, particularly in the cold winter months. And they had this idea, and they needed somebody to take this vision, this idea, and implement it. And so they hired me to do that. And we've had a great team. I have a great board of directors, incredible community support, business community support, you know, UVA support. Just we get $0 from local government. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't believe PotCHM will ever ask the taxpayers of Charlottesville or Albemarle for local support. But most of the support comes from foundations, from individuals, congregations, businesses here in the community that want
just
to make
all
sure
private,
have
private money. Yeah.
Well, there's some state and federal. There's a state shelter grant that any homeless shelter in Virginia, once you meet certain basic criteria, qualifies for. So we do get some state shelter grant money, just like almost every other homeless shelter in Virginia.
Yeah.
But that's not even 15% of our budget. So most of the budget is from individuals here in our community, congregations, businesses, et cetera. My goal really to get it off the ground, get it into a good place. We're well established now in the community. We're in very good shape organizationally, financially, programmatically. And now I think I've come to a point sort of, you know, where I'm ready to hand it off.
Yeah.
And
you've done what you wanted to do.
I've done what I wanted to do, and I'm ready for a new challenge professionally. I'm just starting my own job search. You know,
that was my next question. What's that challenge?
Right. I don't know yet. I'm not looking to start anywhere till September. So I've got some time, and I'll be sending out some feelers this summer. But every time I've put myself out on the job market, something's opened up. So I'm just not worrying about that right now.
Yeah.
We've got an ad out in the paper now. We're recruiting for people to apply for this position. We've got a large number of applicants so far, really good quality applicants. So I'm sure I'll be involved with the transition, and I know I'm going to be involved with PotCHM for years to come. You know,
sure,
just as a volunteer and a supporter, and I'm really proud of the work that we've done. And you know, it's a work in progress. It's always going to be a work in progress. There's always things that can be done better. There's things, you know, in any organization, you always should strive for continual self-improvement, and PotCHM is no different.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking with Dave Norris, the outgoing executive director at PotCHM, He's also the mayor of Charlottesville. We're honored to have him here live in studio on this Thursday afternoon at 11 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Can you talk a little bit about the idea that a homeless shelter is sort of a Band-Aid for homelessness?
Yeah, yeah.
But not really the solution to homelessness.
Right. You know, the thing is, I say this all the time, and people don't always believe me, but PogChem, one thing I will say that about PogChem and the board of PogChem and people that are involved with PogChem is that their ultimate goal is to put themselves out of business, and which is really how I think most nonprofits should think, is if we're successful, we won't need this program
anymore. So it's not one of those nonprofits that's big into raising money to build a lot of staff
and have a huge
building.
PogChem from day one has also played a role in terms of advocacy and in terms of trying to identify solutions to homelessness. And not, you know, so we need, in the meantime, we need the Band-Aid that is the PogChem Winter Shelter Program. But ultimately, we'd like to reduce and eventually eliminate the need for winter shelter, and we can do it. We know how to do it. And there's two overarching thrusts to this. One is, how do we improve access to the critical services that homeless people need, or people at risk of homelessness need, in order to escape homelessness? That's number one. And so, in fact, this morning, there was a groundbreaking for a project that's going to do just that, with the old First Christian Church building in downtown Charlottesville, which is now being converted to a one-stop resource center for people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness, who can get legal assistance, health care, mental health substance abuse treatment, housing assistance, employment assistance, all the service providers.
Sort of that first rung on the ladder
exactly.
to climb out.
Right. All the service providers that are now kind of scattered around the community, bring them all under one roof and say, we're going to make it as easy as possible for people who are homeless to get back on their feet, get back into housing, by giving them access to the support services they need. But secondly, and probably more fundamentally, is homelessness is a factor of the absence or the lack or the inaccessibility of housing. Homelessness is an issue of housing, affordable housing, accessible housing.
You have people in PogChem sleeping there who are working full-time jobs?
We do, yes. And we have other people who should never in any sane society be expected to live independently, because they are struggling with serious mental illness or serious, you know, physical disabilities or other disorders, where in most evolved societies, we wouldn't expect people with serious mental illness to fend for themselves out on the streets. And so what we need for people in those circumstances is supportive housing, which is housing that's affordable, that they can rent, that they can afford to rent, that has support services on site.
Like so group home type of place?
Well, group homes is one angle on that. The other is, there's this variety of housing called single room occupancy housing, SRO housing, PogChem is also working on. So we've been very involved in getting this First Street Church project off the ground, and we're also very much involved in getting some SRO housing built in Charlottesville, which will be, there's a group in Richmond called Virginia Supportive Housing, and they've built a number of these SRO facilities around the state, and they've agreed to come and do one in Charlottesville, and it's permanent supportive housing for the homeless. Give the homeless people a place where they can rent a small efficiency apartment, low frills, but it's affordable, has support services on site to help keep people stable in their housing, has security on site. They function much like a regular apartment building or an old boarding house, if you will.
But there's somebody there to help them.
There's somebody there to help them. So this group has built two of them in Richmond, one in Norfolk, one in Virginia Beach, one in Portsmouth. They're going to be doing one in Charlottesville here in the next couple
of years. That's exciting.
It's a great project.
That can only have a positive impact, can it?
It has so many positive impacts on so many levels.
How would that have a negative impact?
And in fact, some of the research that's been done shows that by getting homeless people out of shelters and off the streets into housing, even though there will be some costs involved to that, above and beyond what they can afford in rent, but there will be costs involved. But it actually, in many cases, saves the community money, because right now, when you're homeless, you tend to utilize a lot of very expensive public services, like jails, like emergency rooms, like detox facilities, like psychiatric wards, like shelters. And when you get people in the housing, they're much less apt to need those kind and utilize those kinds of services.
Interesting.
And so, not only is their quality of life benefited significantly, but our community in many cases actually ends up saving money. So
yeah,
it's a real positive development, and we're excited to see that coming to Charlottesville.
We're talking with Dave Norris of Pochum, and you Pochum has another big event coming up. Is that right?
We do. Our end of the year, at the end of every winter shelter season, we have a big end of the year recognition and awards event. It's coming up April 24th, which is a Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Portico Church on Monticello Avenue, downtown, right next to ACAC. Our keynote speaker will be our fine congressman, Tom Perriello, who actually came to our event last year, didn't speak, but this year he came as somebody running for office last year, and this year he's actually coming to speak about the topic of faith in action, and we're excited to have him. And anybody in your listening audience who volunteered with Pochum this year, and there's literally thousands of people that volunteer with Pochum each winter. If they volunteered, if they've cooked a meal, if they've donated money, if their business has sponsored Pochum in any way, are invited to attend, and we'd love to see them there April 24th, 6 to 8 at Portico Church.
There you go. Dave Norris of Pochum, thank you for being here. Appreciate
Thanks
the update.
Thanks for the opportunity, Coy.
Take Absolutely.
Care. You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.